Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Nice bounce back for John McCarthy's team. Barracuda winning by a final score 5-2 on the road against the Henderson Silver Knights in a building that was once a house of horrors has now become a home away from home as the Barracuda are 3-0 against the Knights with all three wins coming inside the Leeds Family Forum. Barracuda led 3-0 at one point in the second period. It got interesting as the Knights potted a couple of quick ones to get back within a goal. But any sort of concern was swept away in the third as Lucas Carlson scored not once but twice on the power play. And the Barracuda finish the game so impressive during special teams. They go 7-for-7 on the kill, 2-for-4 on the power play, and they pick up their 17th win of the year and are now within 5 points of the Calgary Wranglers for the top spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Let's recap this one. In the first period, the Barracuda were all over the Knights in the opening period, out shooting them at 1.12-1. And on their 12th shot, Scott Sabourin would pull the puck in on his forehand in tight, work around a defender, and in one motion, backhand the puck off the far post and in, snapping a 10-game goalless drought for Sabourin. Time of the goal on the first at 10:22, his fourth of the year from Ethan Frisch and Ethan Cardwell. Rob will be to the right side of Carl Lindbaum. Shots to this point are 11-1 in favor of the Barracuda, but the difference so far has been the young goaltender, Lindbaum. Here's a chance now, off the post, they score! As the Barracuda jump out to a 1-0 lead. It comes on their 12th shot of the period. Scott Sabourin going straight to the net from that right side, and he works it off the near post and in on the backhand, and it's a 1-0 Barracuda lead. The time of the goal at 10:22 of period number one. For a guy who has to use his hands in different ways, shows off the soft mitts as he tucks it in for his fourth of the year, and the Barracuda in that first period had a 1-0 lead. They would carry that lead into the intermission, out shooting the Knights 14-8 in the opening 20. In the second, it was the Andrew Polarowski show at 7:52. He'd pick the puck up from the right corner and spin one in on net from the low slot, beating the young goaltender Carl Lindbaum to give the Barracuda a 2-0 lead. For Polarowski, his 11th of the season, Colin Graf gets the lone assist, and at the time it was a bit of insurance as the Barracuda had a 2-0 lead in the second period. And he's outnumbered along the near side boards. Now it's Squibbs free. Here's a chance now for Polarowski. Twisting, shooting, and scoring! Andrew Polarowski takes the puck from the near corner to the low slot and pivots the pill on target, and the Barracuda have a 2-0 lead here in period number two. Great finish from Polarowski, his team-leading 11th goal of the year. Colin Graf, his team-leading 20th assist of the season, and the Barracuda had a 2-0 lead in the second period at 7:52. Polarowski and company, they were not done in that second period, as he would once again score his 12th of the season at 14:13 from Jack Thompson and Thomas Bortolo, as the Barracuda were completely in control at that point on Polarowski's second goal of the game, second multi-goal effort of the season for 22. To the point, Thompson, his wrister bouncing around in the crease, they score! Polarowski has done it again. It's 3-0 Barracuda. So it looked like at that point the Barracuda were just going to run away with this one, up 3-0 in the second period. But unfortunately, a gaffe from goaltender Georgi Romanov, who otherwise was really solid in this game for the Barracuda. He would come out to play the puck as it had been wrapped down and deep. He'd go behind his net. It'd go off of him, may have caromed off the stanchion as well. It would ricochet into the low slot, and Raphael Lavoie would get to it first and just guide it in for his sixth of the season. The goal would come 7 seconds after the Barracuda had jumped out to a 3-0 lead. And that goal was a big one for the Knights, who had no momentum, but they would get it after that point with their first goal. Time for the goal for Podorolski at 14-13 as the Barracuda have a 3-0 lead. Uh-oh, here's a chance, they score. Immediately, the Knights answer back off a fortuitous bounce. Romanov came out to play it and hit off the stanchion, and Raphael Lavoie will not have an easier goal in his career as he just drives it into an open cage, so we are back to a 2-goal difference. Yeah, just like that, the Knights answer back, and all of a sudden they had some groundswell from that goal. They were all over the Barracuda, and 1:10 after the goal from Lavoie, Mitch McLean would carry the puck down the left wing side and rip one low far side on Romanov to make it a 3-2 score. The game all of a sudden completely turned upside down with momentum in favor of the home team Knights. Barracuda will go into the intermission just like they had after one with a 1-goal lead. Shots in the second, 16-11 in favor of the Barracuda. In the third, the Cuda would finally find a way to put the game all but out of reach. At 9:10 on their third power play of the game, after five straight were called against San Jose, they'd go onto the power play. And at 9:10, tail end of the advantage, Lucas Carlson would receive a pass from Ethan Cardwell, and Carlson would snap it short side upstairs to give the Barracuda at the time a 4-2 lead. Comes out with the puck and has it on his blade. Cardwell, right side, wrister, they score! Lucas Carlson dusted it off and then fires it past Lindbom, and a huge power play goal with 7 seconds remaining on the advantage has the Barracuda back up by 2. Big goal from Lucas Carlson, his fourth of the season from Cardwell and Sabourin, and he was not done. At 11:49, Carlson would pot another power play goal. The first would come on the right wing, the second would come on the left wing. He'd receive a pass off the inside of the skate and then backhand home the fifth goal of the night for the Barracuda. Carlson, second of the period, fifth of the season, Sabourin and Cardwell with the helpers as Cardwell finishes the game with 3 assists. It's a shot by Carlson, oh so close. That missed by mere inches. It hits the net, it's a goal. Thompson, right wing side, now for Cardwell. Cardwell, he's got Sabourin, high slot, hands off. There's a backhander, Carlson scores! It handcuffed him, but he still finds a way to pull Kewitt on net. As the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-2, Georgi Romanov picks up the win, 22 stops and 24 shots. Carl Lindbom, the young goaltender, suffers the loss again. Back-to-back games, faces 40-plus shots. He made 38 saves. 5 of them got past him as he suffers a loss. With the win, Romanov is now 6-4-1, first win against the Knights in his career. Lindbom, in his debut against San Jose, suffers a loss. His record is now 2-6 on the season. Knights drop to 7-21 on the year. They stay at the bottom of the AHL. Barracuda are now 17-9-2, 5 points within top-seeded Calgary in the Pacific Division. Final shots in this one, 43-24 in favor of the Barracuda. Special team certainly a factor. Cuda go 2-for-4 on the power play. 8th time this season in which they record multiple power play goals, and they go 7-for-7 on the kill. Big bounce back after giving up 2 power play goals on 3 kills in the most recent game before tonight. So the Barracuda will look to turn back around tomorrow. They'll look to sweep the 4 games on the road against the Knights. Another early start, 1 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 12:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. Let's go over our 3 stars. Our number 3 star is Scott Sabourin. He opened up the scoring back in the first period, finished with 1-1, a goal, an assist, plus 1 rating, and 4 shots on net. The number 2 star is Lucas Carlson, had the 2 third-period power play goals, 2 goals, a plus 1 rating for Carlson, and 4 shots on net. And Andrew Podorolski is our number 1 star, 2 goals, a plus 2 rating, 5 shots on net, plus a couple of penalty minutes for Podorolski, who's now up to a team-high 12 goals on the year. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 31 minutes, 4,486 sod here at the Lees Family Forum on Star Wars afternoon as the Barracuda spoil what was a very good crowd on hand on this Saturday, and they'll look to completely spoil the weekend tomorrow as these teams will turn right back around and face off once again. Again, a reminder, we've got broadcast coverage tomorrow starting at 12:30 with our pregame show on the Sharks Audio Network. You can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Of course, you can listen to the app or find us on the Barracuda or Sharks website on the respective streams, the Cuda stream or the Shark stream. Either way, it works as the Sharks are off tomorrow, so we will shift back over to the main channel. Pre-game coverage tomorrow starts at 12:30. We look forward to talking to you then, and we remind you of today's final score, the Barracuda 5 and the Knights 2. Until Sunday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, signing off from Henderson. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.